anybody does anything good for non-humans, somebody immediately has to complain, what about my group? And what it really is in many ways, it's the essence of supremacism. You saw the video of the guy with the bunny saving the bunny down in California, right? And there was this black guy put out a rant about how that was the essence of whiteness because he stopped to save a bunny, and we don't know that he would have stopped to save an African-American infant. It's like, actually, the choice wasn't. If you have an African-American infant and a bunny and he can only save one and he saves the bunny, you might have a case, but there was no African-American infant present. There was just a bunny. The choice is save a bunny or save no one. So he was going on, this is the essence of whiteness. This is terrible. And then the next day, or a couple days later, I posted something about some men in Africa who are doing great things to protect pangolins. And the first response somebody had to it was, well, that's great they're doing that, but wouldn't it be nice if men treated women well? And it pisses me off that anytime anybody says anything good, or anybody does anything good for non-humans, somebody immediately has to complain, what about my group? And what it really is in many ways, it's the essence of supremacism. Because this is what we all recognize, that when people talk about Black Lives Matter, then white people do White Lives Matter. They're saying, what about me? And it's just a tactic to make sure that attention is not paid to somebody who's lower on the hierarchy. And we see this all the time that you know, Black Lives Matter becomes All Lives Matter. Attention to women being sexually harassed becomes immediately some guy has to say, what about the men who are sexually harassed? And why are people paying attention to the men? Why aren't people paying attention to me? And the thing that's invisible to almost everybody is the human supremacism, that anytime people try to attend to non-humans, it's predictable that if I make a post about somebody who's doing some good thing for non-humans, I can pretty much guarantee pretty quickly somebody is going to say, well, that's nice, but Black people are treated poorly. That's nice, but women are treated poorly. Why don't we put that attention onto women? And just think how ridiculous this is. To show how silly this is, I saw a post today about how female genital mutilation is really terrible. And of course it is terrible. How would everybody respond if I immediately posted, what about the pangolins? They would recognize this for the utter hatred, the contempt that I would have to feel for women in order to say that. But when it happens to non-humans, we all accept it as completely politically correct. I see this all the time also, that no matter, I mean, the big distinction is between those who are, is not between those who care primarily, who work primarily on issues having to do with non-human animals, or those who work primarily on issues having to do with women, those work primarily with issues having to do with the way white people treat people of color. It's not those at all. The big distinction between those who get off their butts and do something and those who do nothing. And so I'm always delighted when somebody does something. And I just find it extraordinary. And I mention this a lot, that I've got, when people ask me what they should do, I always say the first question is find out what you love and then act to defend that beloved. And it doesn't really matter what that is, what your beloved is. So I have a friend, Charlotte Watson, who does great work trying to stop men's violence against women. That's her issue. And she's utterly relentless. She's tireless. She's wonderful. And I would never say to her, you need to stop working on that and work on salmon issues. And I have a friend who works on prairie dog issues and does wonderful work with them. Another one who does wonderful work on buffalo issues. I would never say to them, gosh, you need to stop working on those and work on my issue instead. It's extraordinary to me. And And we can always find fault with what anybody is doing. So let's say I have a friend who years ago was working for doctors, was volunteering for Doctors Without Borders and working with HIV positive patients in Thailand, very poor people, and way, way out in the country and doing wonderful work there. Well, why the hell wasn't he working in some country in Africa? Why the hell wasn't he working in the United States on, you know, whatever issue we want him to work on? That's just not fair. So really, there's a few points to be made here. One of them is that there aren't, is one of the great things about everything being so messed up is no matter where you look, there's great work to be done. So just get up and do it. And I guarantee no matter what work you do, someone is going to complain that you're not doing the right work and you should be working on their issue instead. That's one thing. Another thing is that this culture has a rigidly defined, yet often unarticulated hierarchy. And the hierarchy, we all recognize what it is. It's white people are at the top, rich white people are at the top, white people, males, men of color in the United States, women of color in the United States, people from other countries who are not white. And we could try to figure out the exact hierarchy, but that's not the point. The real point is that at the very, very, very bottom of this hierarchy is the land. And the land is pretty much hated and abused by everyone along this hierarchy. And abuse of the land and abuse of non-humans is acceptable to everybody. Everybody, and within hierarchical abusive situations, it is acceptable to, quote, kick the dog. You know, the boss gets mad at the husband beats the wife gets mad at the kid kicks the puppy. That's shit flows downhill. We all know how that works within a hierarchical system. And so that's the second point, is to just recognize that we have this, that we live in this culture with this hierarchy. And I'm not saying that people should not attend to women's issues. Of course, that's incredibly important. And it's incredibly important to work on racism. In no way am I saying anything against that. What I'm saying is that it's extraordinary that the land that is the source of all life and really should be the most protected and should be at the very top of the hierarchy in some ways is at the very bottom, because without the land, we have nothing. Another point is that always in abusive hierarchies, those at the top of the hierarchy can never stand it when attention is paid to those lower than them on the hierarchy. And this is pretty much universal. This is a pattern that we see pretty much constantly, which is if anybody does something good for non-humans, we can pretty much, and this achieves some traction, we can pretty much guarantee that it will not be very long before someone else is complaining that someone is paying attention to a non-human and that attention should have gone to an oppressed group of humans. It leads to a pattern that we see all the time of real contempt for the non-human world. And any attention paid to non-humans must be shut down. This has been something that I have seen for decades, literally for decades. I remember in the early 2000s, 2001 or 2002, I was asked to, there was a conference of children's health advocates, and the person who set up the conference asked me to come in and to, she said specifically, stir the pot, and she wanted me to be an advocate for the non-human world. And I don't know. I was hated at that conference more than I've almost ever been hated at any other conference I've ever been to. I took my charge seriously, and I continued to represent and to speak for non-humans. And one person came up to me and said very angrily, "Why are you wasting all the time of these good people talking about the apocalypse?" And I responded, "You know, there are human babies being killed by toxics right now, and there are non-human babies being killed by it too. And in fact, when you destroy the capacity of the land to support human life, that will harm human babies in the future." They didn't care. They were just furious at me. They did everything from overt yelling at me to when we had breakout groups, I would express my concerns. And then between the time we took our whiteboard from the small breakout group into the main group, they would erase all my concerns. And this happened consistently through the entire weekend. And then the incident that just killed me right at the end, that just sort of summed it all up for me, was there was this children's health advocate and lobbyist. That's what he does. He lobbies in Congress for children's health. And he literally started yelling at me, saying, "You environmentalists have it so easy. You don't have to work as hard as we do to advocate for children." And I was so stunned at the fact that he was yelling at me that I didn't respond. But what I was thinking, what I wish I would have said, is that's really funny, because I've never heard anybody put it as babies versus owls. But I hear jobs versus owls all the time. And to go back to the pangolins, once again, anybody who knows my work knows that I am very much against patriarchy, and that female genital mutilation must stop, that pornography is terrible, prostitution is a human rights abuse. I understand all that. What I'm saying is that there is a hierarchy in this culture, and that any attention paid to the land tends to make those higher on the hierarchy very, very upset.